Are you tired of watching the same old travel videos on the internet? Well, then check out MikeNoGoZones.com, a travel documentary that's breaking barriers. I go to the places that the media tells you to fear, where no one else dares to go. Baltimore, Opa-locka, south side of Chicago, and more. Go to MikeNoGoZones.com.
Apparently, Major League Baseball has all kinds of strict pay cuts for some of the highest paid players in the game, and this is going to be an absolute mess. But you know, I told you guys this when the Tampa Bay guy went crazy and started talking about it. When you have money in the bank and you don't have to take a risk, you know, you and I have to take risks because we live check to check, month to month. So if we have a chance to work, we try to work because we have to make money. You know, we have to survive. We have to support our families. But these players, if they've got millions in the bank and they're, oh, you're going to cut my pay in how much? You know what? I'll sit out this year. I'll take no money and I'll sit out this year and I'll be back next year when it's healthy and I don't have to take a chance and I don't have to take a risk. And I don't blame a player for doing that. That's your right. You and I would do the same thing. Any player, especially baseball players, if you have the money in the bank and you don't have to risk it, you and I would do it right now. If we had money in the bank, we would be more than fine during this pandemic because we'd be hanging out. We're rich. We could stay secluded with our families in our nice homes. Okay. Cause we all saw how Cliff Kingsbury is living in Arizona during the draft. Right. I could be quarantined in that house forever and never come out. Seriously. I got no problem being in a house like that forever. And keep stay away from everything. But I get it with these players. If they have the money and they have the luxury of saying no, that's a beautiful thing. You and I don't have that luxury. You know, we can hold out for a week or two or a month or whatever, but eventually we all have to get back to work because we're all falling behind. And so any chance that we get to work, we're going to work. But these kind of guys, you're a filthy rich model, okay? You're one of the top five models in the world. And they call you and they say, well, you know, I think we're planning to go to Greece next month for a shoot. And you've got $80 million in the bank from modeling the last couple of years. You've been on every magazine cover, Cosmopolitan, you name it. You're one of the top women in the world. You got $80 million in the bank. Are you going to go to Greece next month? No. You're going to say, you know what, guys? No, I'm sorry, but I don't want to take that risk right now. I don't want to travel. I'm sorry. Why? Because you got $80 million. Now, if you had $8 in the bank, and you're a beautiful model, but you're up and coming and you haven't proven yourself, you're flying to Greece for that shoot. That's just the way it is, man. And that's why it's all selfishness on our part as fans. If you get mad at a baseball player who has the luxury of saying, no, not doing it. Not doing it. You have that luxury, right? Sometimes, not about this situation, but there are situations where you have a luxury and you say, no, I'm not doing it. You know, you pull up to the movie theater and there's 150 people in line. And you say, nah, I'm not doing it. I'm going to go, you know what? I'll take a 15-minute drive over to this theater. There's nobody there. And I'll walk in. You had the luxury. You had your car. You had the time. You go, and you can go see another showing in another place with no line. You don't want to be in a crowded theater. That's your luxury. Baseball players, some of them may have that luxury, man. They got the money in the bank, and they're like, no, I don't need this. I don't need it. And it's funny, right, to say, oh, you know, yeah, no, I don't need to make this $5 million. Oh, I mean, $5 million to you, you were supposed to make, you know, let's say $16 million, and they cut your pay to a third, and you're only going to make five, but you've got $142 million in the bank already. So to you, to risk for that five, you're like, forget that, bro. I don't even need that five.
Looking at the statistics, it's the 20 million guys are going to fall, I think, to 5.6 mil.
Right, right.
You know, 30 millions, they're the one, they're going to fall to like six
a something. A 20 million guy probably has $100 million in the bank.
Right.
So why is he going to play for 5 million?
The risk reward.
It's not worth
and
it.
Like we had talked about a little bit, the fact that you could get something and never be the same physically.
Right.
Your lungs affected. In all honesty.
You may lose your career.
You know what? Forget the career. Being winded every time.
Standard of living, right. Yeah,
being winded every time you've got to walk two or three flights of steps.
Yeah, you're right.
Not being able to chase the kids at the park.
Yeah.
It's like, no, you know what? This on the table is not worth it, man.
Right. For a guy like that, it's not worth it. But the problem is Joe Fan puts himself in his shoes, but not really in his shoes. So, well, how can you turn down 5 million? I could use 5 million. Yeah, but you're not him. He's got 140 million in the bank. Why is he going to play for 5? He doesn't. You know why he doesn't care about the 5? Mizuno's giving him 2.5 anyways this year. And Spalding's giving him another 3. So he's still making money. That 20 million guy. Oh, and here's the caveat to all of this that people haven't talked about yet, and they will. So your baseball, your sport is rounding the drain, okay? You are just going downhill. Every sport is passing you. The MLS is the next sport that's going to pass you here in the next 10 years, okay? Now you're going to come back from a lockout. From a pandemic. And you're not going to have fans in the stands. It's a shortened season, and you may be missing some of your stars. Wow. So baseball's boring and slow to young people. Now Mike Trout sits out. That's not good. So you may be losing out on some of your stars in baseball now because of that. Because, again, a $20 million guy, you cut him down to 5, and he's got tons of money in the bank. This is not a big deal turning it down. To him, actually, I would have to say he's probably loving this. That he gets to turn it down because he gets to rest the rest of the year. He gets to enjoy the holidays with his family. He doesn't risk, you know, picking up COVID or passing it on to a family member and maybe even killing an older family member, which, my Lord, anybody that has that burden, can you imagine any of us that we ended up getting one of our grandparents sick and we killed them? I can't imagine the people that have to live with that. But anyway, you go that person is loving life that they don't have to make the measly 5 million and risk all that. Now they get to hang out, their bodies rest, their bodies re-energize, they're with their family, they're safe, their families are safe, they're through the holidays, they have not one financial worry whatsoever. Unlike you and I, they don't. They're in a different level. And they're in a level that you and I would love to be a part of. But it's just not normal. That's just not the way it goes.